On News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up a little bit later, we got an update for you on the whole Disney board thing against Governor DeSantis. President Biden has his second veto we'll talk about as well. And he also signed another bill that basically ends the COVID pandemic. But how? Like, what does it do? We'll talk about that as well. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So a lot of the news right now is about China and their aggression. So they went through their 3 days of drills, and now they say their military is, quote, ready to fight after the drills near Taiwan. They had carrier drills as well as precision attacks in their drills against Taiwan. Now, in the meantime, Taiwan says that Chinese warships remain around the island, even though they said the drills are over. And the United States, in the meantime, has started picking up drills with the Philippines. The United States and Philippines have begun the largest ever drills after China's exercises, and they are doing so near disputed waters with China. And that goes back to the Philippines, by the way, has been concerned for pretty much since, I think it was around 95, 96, 97, sometime in the late 90s, maybe it was 98, sometime in the late 90s when Hong Kong reverted back to China rule and was no longer independent. I remember there was a bunch of news stories at the time that the Philippines was concerned that they would get basically invaded by China. They felt like with Hong Kong going back to underneath Chinese rule, that would embolden China to start taking over other Asian areas. Obviously, that has not happened until now. Now we're seeing them trying to retake over Taiwan, as Taiwan has basically made it known that they view themselves as independent. And China says, no, you're not. So, all right. And then finally, kind of a funny story here. I'm going to cover this a little bit more next hour, too. The Taiwanese are rushing to buy an anti-Xi Jinping badge. Apparently, some members of their Air Force were wearing this badge, and it has become super popular, so everybody's buying it up. This badge shows, like, this black bear that I guess is native to Taiwan punching Winnie the Pooh. And apparently, Winnie the Pooh represents President Xi Jinping from China. And so, okay. And apparently they're buying them up like crazy. These little badges that show them punching Xi Jinping. It's kind of funny. Ukraine has repelled Russian attacks in the east as Kyiv plays down the U.S. leaks of their counteroffensive. Then, and apparently the United States feels like they're in a bit of crisis mode with allies after this intel leak. You know, allies are not quite sure if they can trust the United States. We still don't know where this leak came from. I still lean towards it was a hack. It just makes a lot of sense. We know there's a lot of Russian hackers and everything out there. It would not surprise me in the least if it was some sort of Russian hack. Chicago to host the Democrat convention in 2024. As we mentioned yesterday, February of 2024 is when the primaries and the caucuses begin. So that would, and so the DNC has announced their Chicago will be the host of the Democrat National Convention right there. Then continue on here. Senate Democrats have called on Chief Justice Roberts to investigate Chief Justice Clarence Thomas. They're saying they want him to investigate his trips that he's been taking that were gifts. I guess there was some undisclosed trips that he took that were labeled as gifts, and they want that investigated to see whether or not there was any kind of misconduct by Clarence Thomas. Then this one we're going to get into a little bit more right after our sports hit at 4:40. But President Biden has ended the COVID emergency. He signed the bill that the legislature passed that ends the COVID-19 national emergency. The main thing that this does is ends diverting funds for COVID. What else does it do? Does it do anything with the border? Does it do anything with the student loan forgiveness plan? Does it do anything with just the pause in paying student loans? No idea. And it doesn't seem like anybody I've been able to read about knows either whether this has the authority to end that stuff or not. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer. Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We do have an accident that is going to be on 297A. It's in the southbound direction. It's in between Kingsfield Road and Highway 97. It's going to be right before the curve near 97. So just keep that in mind that you are going to see some slowdowns in both the north and southbound lanes. Then that's on 297A. Other than that, we just have typical delays. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as some slowdowns on Scenic Highway. This is going to be Scenic Highway in both directions right near Addison Drive. Looks like it may be due to construction. But if you do have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That is 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A couple other stories here, top stories in the news for you, and then we'll get to some of your text at 850-437-1620. President Trump is returning back to New York City again this week for another case. Not the main one that we've been dealing with. This one is going to be pertaining to state fraud cases, but not sure if it's he's expected to plead the fifth or just refuse to answer any kind of questions at all. I guess he's leaving on Wednesday for questioning pertaining to this separate case than what he's already been charged with. And that's what I was mentioning the other day, which is, you know, this one situation where there's 34 felony criminal charges pertaining to hush money payments given to Stormy Daniels. I was pointing out that's just one of many cases. He's had some of the cases dropped. He was able to successfully get some of the cases against him dropped, but there's still a handful of other cases out there. The hush money payment one is just the one that has progressed the most. Let's see here. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Oh, some of the other top stories in the news here is one other one is this soccer player, 21 years old, soccer player from Mercer University, passed away suddenly on Monday. They don't really have a cause of death or anything like that. It's just that he passed away suddenly, and he was a four-year player on the soccer team on Mercer University. So sad story right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get, your text lines. If China's military equipment is anything like their mass-produced consumer goods, this is going to make the Russian failure in Ukraine look like a JV effort. Yeah, like with their weapons and stuff just break down. It's like they're going to be able to fight. They're not going to be able to last longer than about 6 months. Clarence Thomas should agree to investigation in exchange for meaningful investigation to Epstein's associates within the government and media. Yeah, that won't happen. And then let's see here. All right, coming up here next, we do have top trending news with our newsroom with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Hey, News Radio, along with WEAR Channel 3, our TV partner, the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services presents the Community Shredathon event Saturday, April 22nd. It's going to be from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. This is for personal documents to be shredded, no business or corporate documents. So it's going to be things like your personal tax statements, ATM receipts, credit card statements, insurance papers, health documents, or anything like that. You can come bring them there to be shredded. Each car is limited to 50 pounds, which equates to about two bags or boxes of paper documents. The staples and small paper clips do not need to be removed, but do not tie or tape the bags or boxes. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, police say the AR-15 style rifle used in the mass shooting at the Louisville, Kentucky bank was purchased legally. Mayor Craig Greenberg and other city officials said the 25-year-old gunman was a current employee at the Old National Bank and bought the weapon at a local shop last week. Police body cam footage of the event is expected to be released soon. China may be preparing to go to war against Taiwan, according to the Taiwanese foreign minister. Joseph Wu told CNN that China's military exercises simulating joint precision strikes on Taiwan has the smaller country wondering whether China's going to make a real move on it. The U.S. Postal Service wants to raise the price of stamps to offset inflation. USPS recently announced it's seeking approval to bump up the price of first-class mail stamps by 3 cents to 66 cents. And Super Mario Brothers continuing to rake up the cash at the box office, another $20 million yesterday, making more than $200 million over the Easter weekend, Bobby.
Sheesh. That's a big one. I was covering yesterday that it was the number one animated film to come out over the weekend, and it beat, as far as a game film, it beat the Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 brought in $70 million in its opening week, and this brought in $377 million. Like, it obliterated.
Dwarfed it.
It just obliterated it, so... it's one of those that I was wondering, like, is this going to be a movie people are going to see over and over? Because that's really what does, that's really what boosts movies, is when people go see them over and over again. And it looks like people did it in the first week.
Yeah.
You know, looks like people are seeing it over and over again, just even the first week. So, I know that Jack Black put out a video over the weekend as well. That video, It's of him singing, because he plays Bowser, and he has a couple of songs in there singing for Bowser, and he put out this music video, essentially, and that thing's going viral. Mm. So, yeah, this thing's taking off. Super Mario Brothers could be the surprise film of the year, the way it's looking.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see it. I have not seen it yet. I'm trying to pin down a date where I can take the nephews for their birthday. I'm still looking to see it, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so postal office trying to raise stamps, you said.
Yeah.
To, what, 66 cents?
66 cents.
So how much are they now?
63.
Oh, they're 63. Okay.
3 cent increase.
All right, so going up 3 cents. But, I mean, the reason why I ask is because I cannot remember the last time I've had to purchase a stamp.
Yeah.
I don't even know the last time I've taken. What do you mail nowadays anyway?
Well, I mean,
like, what are people mailing?
I don't know. That's a good. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I go to the. I wouldn't say I go to the post office frequently, but you know, I ship stuff, you know, periodically. Maybe I don't know, 2 to 3 times a month, because you know, I'll sell like sports cards, things like that. But
Packages.
Like,
I can
for
see
packages.
People go to those,
right.
For packages.
That's different.
But who's just sending out a letter?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's like, if it is weird every time, you know, I transact and they're like, oh, you need anything else, like a book of stamps?
Book of stamps.
Yeah, I don't ever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, is this 1990? What happened? Yeah. Like, well, why would I need the book of stamps? I don't understand.
I did buy Ukraine. They put out, I don't know if you're familiar with Banksy, the artist. He did a piece of like a Karate Kid like taking down Vladimir Putin. So I did buy a book of those stamps, you know, because I wanted like sort of Banksy art in my house that would not cost millions of dollars. So I have bought a book of stamps within the last year, but just not ones that I will ever use.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. All right, then. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I will say the last time I mailed something was when I graduated college. I did announcements. So it's been 2 years since I used a stamp, but don't know if that counts. But we still are seeing slowdowns on 97A. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident's right off of Creekwood Drive. That's in between Kingsfield and 97, but closer to 97 in the southbound direction right before it takes that curve. We got a text in with some details letting us know that firefighters are directing traffic and alternate, like using the with just one lane for both directions. So keep that in mind. You're going to see slowdowns in both directions, but the scene of the accident is in the southbound lane. Other than that, we just have some slowdowns on Scenic Highway as well. Looks like it's due to construction, but don't have a lot of details on these slowdowns. It's going to be right off of Addison Drive, and we have typical afternoon traffic. That's just going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. And then, of course, 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some typical afternoon slowdown the entire way up 98. See something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, got a few texts here. Says you use the stamps for sympathy and birthday cards. Yeah, I don't send out. I send a text or Facebook. I just leave a Facebook message for like birthdays and stuff.
Or a Venmo.
just Venmo. Exactly. Let me Cash App you some money for your birthday. Here's another one. We mail cards for holidays and birthdays to our senior citizens at our church. Okay, well, that's very nice. Way nicer than me. Sheesh. It probably would be nice for them to get a card instead of just an email or a text or a Facebook message or something. As a text says, I'm so old, I can remember when postage stamps went from 6 cents to 8 cents. Yeah, 60 cents does seem expensive from the last time I thought they were like 30 cents. So it's been a while since I paid attention to stamps. And then, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, what do I got here? Oh, I got to talk to you about some death threats that are going on. I'll tell you that next on News Radio, 92.3. Is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the new board of the Disney District, remember they changed it to the Florida Tourism Oversight District? Apparently the new board's getting death threats. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before I get to our sports hit and our top three stories, before that, I want to delve a little bit deeper into the article I was covering about the new board. So remember, Reedy Creek District is the improvement district that was overseeing Disney. And there was that whole drama and everything with there's a whole drama with what was going on with taking the members of the board, dismissing them, bringing in a new board that was appointed by the governor who were ratified by the Senate. Well, apparently the new board says that they've received bullying efforts and even death threats. Been getting death threats for taking over the board. But they said, despite that, they're going to do their job to help manage the Disney run region. And so the first thing they're doing is going to make public safety number one. I guess one of the messes that the previous board had created was the employment contract still in negotiation with the district first responders. So they're going ahead and getting through that. They said that, so that's one of the first things that they're trying to deal with. But yeah, at least one board member has received a death threat for being on the board. Wow. All right. Another thing here real quick. A recent audit found that the Florida Department of State has several issues surrounding privacy concerns. The audit highlighted a few issues that require attention, including the need for better security for the department's IT systems. Well, let's face it, just about every state government or even local government probably needs better security for the state's IT systems or for their businesses need better security for the IT systems, right? They need better logs kept on the use of company vehicles, and that management will take steps to ensure no conflicts of interest exist around contracts. These are some of the highlights from the audit showing that the Florida Department of State needs a little bit of a cleanup. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports hit. China's military is ready to fight after they finish their drills in Taiwan. And according to Taiwan, they still have a bunch of ships. China has a bunch of ships still near their waters. United States and the Philippines are holding the largest war drills near disputed waters as well, ramping up for potential invasion of China. And then Chicago is going to host the 2024 Democrat National Convention. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. NBA is on TNT tonight, the play-in tournament. Miami Heat take on the Atlanta Hawks at 6:30. After that, it'll be the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Lakers. And the Timberwolves are going to be without Rudy Gobert as he's been suspended for a game after punching a teammate in the last game. Oh, boy. Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays have the best record in the Major League Baseball. They are 10-0. They're going to be playing the 5-5 Boston Red Sox tonight at 5:40. Unfortunately, the game's not televised. You can pretty much only get it if you have the Major League Baseball season pass thing. Miami Heat are going to be playing the Phillies tonight. The Heat are 4-7. Miami Marlins, excuse me. The Marlins are 4-7. They're playing the Phillies, who are 4-6. The Atlanta Braves are 7-4. They're playing the Reds. They won on a walk-off homer last night. It was an awesome ending. ESPN Plus has Washington Nationals playing the Angels at 8:38. So you can check that out. NHL hockey on ESPN Plus. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing on ESPN at 6 o'clock against Toronto. And Florida Panthers. I don't think the Florida Panthers are playing. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Scenic Highway. This is going to be in both directions right off of Addison Drive. Expect slow-moving traffic due to this accident. Again, that is Scenic Highway north of the interstate, as well as still have some slight delays on 297. This is going to be right near Highway 97. That's 297A with an accident in the southbound direction with one lane open. It looks like it's mostly all cleared up, but still expect some slight slowdowns around the accident. If you see something else on the roads, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Brittany Griner is writing a memoir and on her time in Russian prison. The memoir is going to be called Unfathomable. Unfathomable. All right. White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson is on the injured reserve now. He could miss a month with a sprained knee. Duke star freshman Kyle Filipowski has announced he's going to return for his sophomore season. And then I mentioned that the Tampa Bay Rays have the best Major League Baseball record right now at 10-0. That's closing in on the best record to start in a Major League Baseball season. Then the Premier League Summer Series is going to come to the United States in 2023. And I forgot a couple of these ones right here for the NBA. Atlanta Hawks are considering trading Trae Young, their star. The Pelicans' Zion Williamson says he'll return when he feels more like Zion. Okay. And in the NFL, the Lions have traded cornerback Jeff Okuda to the Falcons for a fifth-round draft pick. And the Bucks linebacker Devin White has requested a trade. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. President Biden has issued a second veto of his presidency. This one, so the first one he issued was a few weeks ago. He vetoed the bill passed by the legislature that passed by Congress that banned state dollar or not state, but government dollars from being invested with banks that run on diversity, equity, inclusion policies. If they're basically making decisions based on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as far as their investments go, then, and that's like a main thing, then you can't have it. Well, he vetoed that, instead encouraging tax dollars to be invested with banks that encourage diversity, equity, and inclusion. His second veto is on the Clean Water Act regulation. So this is something that Obama had implemented where it would classify some things even as like streams as being places that are going to be controlled by the federal government. But then it also was going to force dams to be upgraded. It was going to do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Trump came in, he reduced that regulation. Biden came in, he implemented it once again. And so Congress tried to pass a bill that was going to permanently deregulate it through legislation. And so Biden has vetoed that bill. But Biden did sign a different bill from Congress that a lot of people weren't sure if he was going to sign this or not. And he did. He signed the bill that ends the COVID national emergency. Now, it only had about a month left before it was going to expire anyway. But what's happened pretty much up to this point is every time it was about to expire, the president, whether it be Trump or Biden, extended it. And so this expanded the executive branch, to have the power to steer funds to battle COVID-19, right? So this gave them the power, the emergency powers. And so now this, he's gone ahead and signed the bill that gets rid of that. There was some Democrats who joined in on this. This was not a completely one-sided type of vote. Democrats even jumped on board with this one ending it. Now, it does not appear, though, that this is going to do anything with some of the protocols pertaining to COVID that dealt with the border or dealt with student loan payments or anything like that. This is merely saying it's no longer a national emergency, and so you can't divert funds to try to fight this virus. And so that's been officially ended. Now, in the meantime as well, I see this report going viral, and I want to clarify it because, look, I try to be as transparent and try to cover all sides of an issue, especially if there's hubris going on. I try to. I know a lot of people accuse me of having hubris, but I'm the one that actually tries to put things that lay things out the way they are. Here's another example. A top insurance analyst says that about 600,000 Americans per year are dying from COVID shots. From the COVID shot. That's right. And so this report is showing that those vaccinated with the COVID-19 shot have a 26% higher mortality rate than those who did not get the shot. And these numbers were based on, so this is why I want to bring this up. It's not necessarily 100% accurate because it's numbers based on data from the United Kingdom, for one. So it's not actually looking at actual numbers here in the United States. It's looking at data in England, in the UK. And then they're trying to correlate it here and go, if that number is the same, about 600,000 people would die per year from the shot. That's where they're getting it, for one. Two, you have to look at this. A lot of the people who went and got the shot went and got it because they knew they already had comorbidities. They knew that they already were high risk for if they got COVID, they might, they could die from it. So a lot of the people who declined getting the shot were like, I'm totally healthy. I don't need a shot. Why do I need a shot? I'm totally healthy. So you already had, in other words, you had kind of more sickly people who are the ones going to get in the shot. So it makes sense that a lot of them would end up dying. Now, but they died of COVID, Bobby. Yes. And that was where that's where I have the biggest problem with government, is they did spread the lie for, it was a short period of time, but that short period of time, that lie lasted for a long time, that if you get the shot, you can't get COVID. And that's also what contributed to it. Because, so you take this, this is the equation here. You take somebody who's already sickly, who's concerned that if they get COVID, they might die. So they go get the shot right away and they go get the boosters and the whole works. But at the same time, they now believe that they're fully inoculated and vaccinated against getting the virus. So now they let down their guard and no longer social distance, wash hands, et cetera, and then they contract COVID anyway. And so even though the shot can help them overcome, like help them fight it better, it doesn't mean you're gonna fight it 100%. And so that's why I think the numbers were higher. This is my, I mean, just a common sense thing. So those are my thoughts right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and then a guy lost weight eating McDonald's. I'll tell you how coming up next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer. Gracie Wolf.
We still have slowdowns on Scenic Highway. This is actually due to construction. It looks like it's improving, but definitely going to still see some slight delays. That's in both directions on Scenic, in, right near Addison Drive. So just keep that in mind. And then, of course, we have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect delays. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Everyday afternoon slowdowns. And North Blue Angel Parkway as you are heading northbound towards Lillian. Expect to sit at that light for just a bit. We do have a small accident on West Garden Street right off of North G Street, so expect some slowdowns right at the scene of the accident there. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the Biden administration is working to secure the release of a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. That's what President Biden told the parents of Evan Gershkovich today during a phone call. Gershkovich was detained last month by Russian authorities on spying allegations. Some Democrat-led states are stockpiling abortion pills. This after a judge's decision to effectively halt the sale of a popular pregnancy-ending pill. Officials in California, New York, and Massachusetts say they're stockpiling it now to ensure access to it for the residents. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is filing a lawsuit to keep House Republicans from interfering in his criminal case against former President Trump. He's now asking a judge to invalidate subpoenas Congressman Jim Jordan has or plans to issue as part of an investigation of the DA's handling of the Trump case. And finally, Bobby, presidential polls about a year away from primary season starting are a lot like the nutrition information on a Big Mac. They just don't matter, but they're fun to talk about. New poll shows former President Trump increasing a lead over Governor Ron DeSantis. Morning consult poll showed Trump has 33 points on DeSantis with 56% to DeSantis's 23.
Yeah, I saw that. And I did see another poll showed that Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever is actually beating Nikki Haley now in one of the polls. So he's like a nobody, and he's doing better than she is. So be interesting to see what happens, though. We got a lot of time left. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A guy, 57 years old, decided he's going to eat only McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 100 days. He's from Tennessee. He's been chronicling his weight loss journey on TikTok. He's about halfway through. He's been 50 days through. No, so he's 44 days through. So he's almost halfway. And he's already lost 34 pounds and his cholesterol has lowered. And all he's done is eat McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But here's a key. He just orders like a normal size meal. He'll order whatever he wants, but he only eats half of the meal no matter what. And then he doesn't, and he just drinks water throughout the day, has no snacks. He just has breakfast, lunch, and dinner, eats half of the McDonald's meal, and then that's it. So once again, it's about calorie restriction. He's just, he's eating fattening food, yeah, but he's making sure his calories are down. So he weighed well over 200 pounds. Now he's already lost 34 pounds in just 44 days. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. 31% of people, almost one-third, say that they try to close the elevator once they see somebody trying to get onto the elevator. In other words, a third of people try to shut people off the elevator. Oh, my goodness. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. 2.3.